That's not what we needed to hear.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Construction of new homes fell last month to its lowest level in half a year. The government announced that this morning. Most experts say it's because builders were waiting to see whether Congress would extend that home buyer tax credit. But analyst Richard DeKayser at Woodley Park Research says it was also just bad building weather.
October was the wettest month on record, and those records go back to the 1890s. That tends to interfere with home building. It was also the third coolest October in 115 years. So part of this is noise, if you will, that comes from bizarre climate.
Also this morning, the government said consumer prices edged up in October. Still, prices are lower than they were a year ago, and inflation is subdued. You probably know Kraft has made an unrequited bid to buy the British chocolatier Cadbury, but this morning we learned Hershey and the Italian sweet maker Ferrero are considering their own joint offer for Cadbury. Christopher Wirth has our story from London.
Kraft has been eyeing Cadbury for months, but now Hershey and Ferrero are said to be reviewing their options on making a joint bid for the British company that trumps Kraft's earlier offers of around $16 billion, a bid that Cadbury has continuously said is too low. David Bailey of Coventry University says Hershey could be Cadbury's white knight bidder.
I think strategically it makes more sense a Hershey-Cadbury-Ferrero link-up than Cadbury falling into a huge American conglomerate, which produces everything from Maxwell House coffee through to cheese slices.
Bailey says the key for either bidder is access to the fast-growing Indian market, where Cadbury has a strong presence. And for Ferrero, the deal would allow them to tap into the lucrative British sweet tooth. In London, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
And in London, shares of Cadbury rose 1.5% today. In New York, shares of Hershey are down 1%. As for the rest of the market, the S&P 500 is off 0.2%, the NASDAQ down 0.75%, and the Dow is off 37 points. It's at 10,399. European stocks were flat today. Asian markets lost about 0.5%. Goldman Sachs may be one of the giants of Wall Street, but it says it wants to help the little guy. The company's starting a new program, a $500 million program, to assist small businesses. Marketplace's Elisa Roth reports from our New York bureau.
The program is called 10,000 Small Businesses. It's meant to support small businesses in underserved communities. Melissa Berman is CEO of Rockefeller Philanthropy Advisors. That's a nonprofit that helps donors. She says the Goldman Sachs initiative is offering exactly what those businesses need.
Small businesses need a combination of capital and technical assistance.
About $300 million will go to actual loans and other financial support. The rest of the money will go towards scholarships so the entrepreneurs can take courses at community colleges and other institutions, and to helping with networking and mentoring. Berman says business owners need more than just cash.
Mentoring and business education are really helpful. No one is born knowing accounting.
The program will especially try to help businesses that are likely to grow and create more jobs in the future. Some have questioned the timing of Goldman's announcement of the initiative. It came on the same day the CEO apologized for the company's role in the credit crisis, and at a time when the company's been scolded for its pay and other issues. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People talking about today's news at news.gather.com. Marketplace is distributed by American Public Media. For information about underwriting this or other APM programs, such as The Splendid Table, visit AmericanPublicMedia.org.
President Obama didn't come away from China with much in the way of accomplishments. Now he's in South Korea, and Marketplace's Scott Tong says, again, expectations are low.
South Korean officials want to push the president on free trade. Washington and Seoul have already hammered out a broad-ranging deal. It just needs to be ratified by lawmakers on both sides. If it happens, U.S. industry would benefit from lower tariffs in the Korea market. Economist Chan-guk He says, take American airplanes.
Korean buyers have options of Boeing or Airbus, and a little bit of advantage can tip the scale.
Korea is ready to ratify, but top congressional Democrats are not. Mainly, they say it's unfair to U.S. automakers. They want to renegotiate, so Seoul cuts more taxes and regulations that affect American car sales there. Last year, the Big Three exported just 7,000 vehicles to South Korea.
You can buy U.S.-made vehicles, but not many are actually buying them.
Meanwhile, Korean brands like Hyundai and Kia export 100 times more cars to the U.S. Could be unfair trade, or just bad American products. Either way, expectations in Seoul are low for a breakthrough on the stalled trade deal. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Here in the States, in Wyoming, there's talk of a new tax on wind development. State lawmakers are meeting today to gauge support for the idea. Wyoming Public Radio's Molly Messick has our story.
In a state that's used to getting a lot of revenue from the energy industry, it's not a big jump to think about taxing wind. State Senator John Schiffer says it should be taxed by the kilowatt hour.
I believe wind energy development should pay their own way, just like coal does or gas or uranium.
Schiffer says wind development comes at a cost. There's the use of local roads, the potential effects on wildlife, and the loss of open space. But the wind industry says Wyoming's immediate push for new income could hurt the state in the long run.
Taxes could shut the door on wind development in Wyoming right now. And if that is the case, then nobody's going to benefit economically from the development of wind energy.
Cheryl Riley is the executive director of the Wyoming Power Producers Coalition. She says the bigger issue here is that Wyoming is far from major cities where electricity is needed, and it's expensive to move energy from one place to another. Plus, she says Wyoming is talking about adding taxes at a time when other states are offering credits and exemptions. From Laramie, Wyoming, I'm Molly Messick for Marketplace.
And finally, many bosses claim they know when they're being sucked up to, but fresh research shows executives are more susceptible than they realize to the disingenuous ego stroke. The study's in the new issue of Psychological Science. The conclusion is you can probably flatter your superior successfully, but you don't want your boss out of touch with reality. Better to honestly challenge her or him. Good advice, tough to follow. It's Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.